Hey, this is Brent Houston, and it's time for another audio blog post from stateofsecurity.com. Today's blog post is brought to you by Microsolved Inc. We are an information security provider, one of the oldest ones in the Midwest, been around for going on our 20th year in November, and we would love to help you secure your environment. So thanks for joining me today. Again, this is Brent Houston. I'm the CEO of Microsolved Inc. And today I'm being joined by two of my fantastic colleagues. I'd like to introduce you to the ever popular Constance Matthews.
Hello.
And of course, the ever wonderful Chris Lay.
Ever wonderful Chris Lay. Hello, everyone.
So what I think folks have been talking to me about, and they really just sort of wanted to have us talk about on an audio blog post, is how do they know how to choose the best security partner fit for them? And I think one of the big questions, Connie, that you probably run into quite a bit is a lot of folks say, well, gosh, you know, we're looking at these vendors and we've never really heard of Microsolved, but we've been around for almost 20 years and that stuff. So tell me a little bit, how can they get past the hype of marketing to get to the real core of the truth?
I think when you're actually looking to partner with someone, you really want someone that understands your business and how they can customize a solution that makes sense for you. So at the end of the day, you get the results that you need to better your overall information security posture.
So does that mean that they need to just simply engage and sort of ask questions and identify whether or not other vendors are familiar with their line of business?
I think, you know, there are definitely some good scoping questions that you can ask for vendors, and part of that is references, what types of work they've accomplished throughout the years. And also, you know, one of the things I think that's really important are reporting. We really try to take reporting to a completely different level where it's very useful and concise, and you're not having to go through 1,000 pages, and we all know that time is very limited today, so I think one of the values that we definitely bring to the table is that once you get mitigation suggestions, you can move forward very quickly to work on increasing your overall security posture and fixing the problems that are the most important to you.
So, Chris, we were at an event, an OWASP event, just a couple of weeks ago, and you were sitting there talking to some folks, and I sort of got engaged with you as well. And that person's comment was that, you know, MSI's been around all this time, like I said, almost 20 years, and his comment was, we were almost like the best-kept secret in information security. Since you sort of joined our staff the most recently, tell us a little bit about what does that mean? What sort of image does that mean that we've been around for 20 years, but maybe folks aren't familiar? How could they get familiar? How did you get familiar?
First of all, you can find us on the web at Microsolved.com. There's a lot of links there to information about us and being the newest member of the team here and learning. I think the thing that struck me as most obvious when going to different events is the level of trust and comfort that clients feel, longtime clients feel with us. There's a business and a personal relationship that's been built over time, and that speaks volumes about the quality of work that we've done here over the years with Microsolved. So I think the proof from, as Connie had said, the reports that we've done and the relationship that we've built over time.
So I guess I want to ask you, Connie, one of the things that when we start talking about our reports and the work that we've done, I often suggest to folks that they not believe what we say and that they throw Microsolved Inc. in Google and take a look at what they find. One of the things that always comes up there is the testing of the voting systems that we did for the state of Ohio. I know that, you know, that's a subject that you talk a lot about with clients and prospects. Give me a feel for what did they take away from that when they've heard that we test everything from, you know, consumer products to the very thing that secures our democracy. How's their response to that?
And customers find that, and clients really find that exciting and cool that we are so involved in such high-profile projects. We also received a letter of recommendation from the Ohio Secretary of State at the time, who was Jennifer Brunner, for our work. And I think it really validates that we are here, we understand the market, and we really want to be more of a partner versus just a vendor to you. Because it's very important for us to have long-term strategic and tactical relationships with our clients. And it just, again, it just, the voting machines really has kind of taken some of the people that may have been in doubt that we couldn't handle small projects and large projects and a variety of projects. It really proved that we were able to handle a very high-profile project, and we came out of that with a lot of very, very positive feedback from everyone that was involved. We also were involved with other vendors, and they were impressed with our work. So it was just an overall really great experience, and showed no matter what we bring to the table, we're here to work with you as a team.
And I think that's a very interesting point, because one of the things that you know, we've always sort of been around and doing is this really complex work. The workload and the methodology that we use here is really quite advanced, and we've tested thousands of systems, everything from consumer electronics to weapon systems and some of the most critical and sensitive networks in the world. And a lot of times I think that's hard to convey in our branding message, and you know, certainly in the MSI logo with the dog in the center of the S. I think sometimes I take a lot of ribbing over that, but I think sometimes it's very hard to convey that kind of trust in the logo. So I guess my point of bringing that stuff up is, as you kind of hear about these other folks out there and you're comparing MSI to other folks, I really hope that folks do take the time to Google, to just take a look at some of the things, the history of the organizations and some of the projects that they've worked on. I really am very proud of the body of work that we've done here. And that, to me, is I think, just an amazing, valuable thing. We got about another minute and a half, and I want to really talk for just a minute about a very core value here at MSI, and that is giving back to the community. So, Connie, we've done some work over the years in the credit union industry in particular. We've talked about before about some of the work that we did in South America building the corporates down there. How do customers respond when they find out that we do such a large body of pro bono work?
I think that it's, for us as organizations, it's really important to give back to the community, and I feel that when we do talk about these things, people are very impressed that it's not about us just receiving money, it's also giving back to the community. And we do so much work even here locally in Central Ohio, and we have various people on board of directors, and we're always volunteering our time to educate and make aware security professionals to help increase their overall their knowledge, so that we can constantly build what security should be and grow that.
Now, Chris, I'm going to turn to you and ask you to bring this home for us. If there was just one thing that folks need to understand and know about MSI, what would it be?
Just one thing. To break it down into one thing, that we are here to fight the good fight, to keep information secure, and here to help you along that destination, which is information security. The journey that is information security, I should say.
That's excellent. So you can follow us online if you want to find some more information about Microsolved at www.microsolved.com. You can follow me. I'm on Twitter at LB Houston. That's LBHUSTON. Connie, how do they find you online?
They can find me on Twitter at CAHNEE or on LinkedIn under Constance Matthews.
And, of course, the ever-popular, effervescent Chris Lay.
You can find me, GetInfoSec here is my Twitter handle, and also under Chris Lay on LinkedIn.
So there you have it, folks. Again, today's podcast brought to you by Microsolved, Inc. We are an information security provider. I hope you know that by now. And these days, we're really focused on application and device testing. We've opened a whole new facet of our application and device testing lab, spending a lot of time doing testing of mobile applications, mobile banking applications, mobile power management systems, all of that kind of stuff, whether it's a mobile device or a new piece of hardware. So we hope if you're out there and listening, we hope you stay safe. Thanks as always, and we'll talk to you again soon at stateofsecurity.com. Thanks and have a great day.